Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to wake up! Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Have you seen the cost of fresh produce? The food prices that are rising? And all they want to do in Washington, D.C. is rise the debt. And, of course, print more money to pay off that debt, which can't be paid, so that the price of food goes up. Yeah, story off of Yahoo News. High cost of fresh produce impacts childhood obesity more than fast food kids' meals. So guess what? They're not blaming fast toxic food for fatness. They're blaming the cost of fresh produce. Good Lord, isn't this interesting? As we start today on the Healing Revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can't eat fresh food because it's too expensive, so you got to eat 99-cent happy slappy Michelle Obama meals. I'm thinking, man, this is just out of hand. On top of, you know, a Boehner, maybe caving, maybe not caving, Nancy Pelosi with all that she's saying about we're going to save humanity as we know it if we can only raise the debt ceiling. Oh, my gosh. That's why we had Mike Adams on yesterday to chat about that, which was great. But the high cost of fresh produce now impacting childhood obesity. Why? Why? Because there's no real cost in fast food. It's all artificial. It's all corporate subsidy. It's corporate welfare bringing down the cost so it makes toxic junk food more affordable than healthy food grown on the vine or in the soil. And of course, compounded by that, not only does organic fresh produce not get subsidized, but the Federal Reserve notes used to buy it are absolutely becoming worth less and less, so these prices have to go up and up. Are you making more to compensate for that? Now, I talked at length yesterday, and I'm sure this is going to be a recurrent theme on the Robert Scott Bell Show, this idea that your body is a temple and it should not be desecrated and that we are obligated to care for it with the best way we know how. Granted, I didn't know a lot of these things much of my life. I suppose I can't be faulted for that. I mean, I could fault my parents, but what good does that do to blame my parents? That's not the point. The point was that it was what it was. It is what it is, so I could learn from it. And of course, if you say you can't afford something, it's true. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy unless you don't believe that you have the power to heal, the power to literally co-create your life. And we can become victims of Ben Bernanke, Timothy Geithner, Boehner, who else? Harry Reid, Obama, Pelosi, all of them. It's very easy to become victimized by them. Instead, we can out-create them. We've been given that power. Or else you could have fries with that. Of course, that's the whole thing. That's so cheap to buy fast food. Why can't you just buy pro? We can't afford it. And I think the little farmers now, understanding what's going on with the Federal Reserve notes, are starting to take silver and gold for their food. Here, little silver dimes. You know, it used to be dimes were silver. Do you know that? Most people have never even seen a real silver dime, much less a real silver dollar, half dollar, quarter. All of these things, or a silver certificate, when a dollar was basically paid to the bearer on demand, this piece of paper, you could get a silver dollar from the bank. Now they don't recognize silver. You go with a U.S. Mint silver dollar, treasury mint silver dollar. It's 1 ounce of silver with a dollar on it. You go in, they can only give you one Federal Reserve note. Even though out in the free market, it's going to cost about 40 of those Federal Reserve notes now. Because the Federal Reserve note is not a dollar. Did you see the video of Ron Paul asking another guy, what's the definition of a dollar? Well, he stumbled on it. They don't want to admit what we know to be true. There is no definition of a dollar outside of the Constitution and the Coinage Act of 1792. It was very specific. Because of that, everybody assumes the government says it's a dollar. It's not. Federal Reserve note, there's a dollar written on it, but it has no meaning. It is devoid of meaning in the true sense of the definition. But we live in Orwellian times when the government basically just changes definitions and forgets to tell you. Now, in the article here, no adult in their right mind could argue with the benefits of eating healthy and introducing more pesticide-free fruit and veggies to their child's diet. You want to bet? Dunderheaded big government doctors will say, oh, you don't need to eat organic. You don't need to worry about pesticides. But local governments have overstepped their authority in a growing number of cities across America. The food police in Cleveland, San Francisco, and now possibly Chicago are taking parental authority out of the equation. Why? What are they doing? The article says preschool children do not typically wander into the local McDonald's with their piggy banks and chow down on chicken McNuggets, or now apple McNuggets and salty fries. Nonprofit children's advocacy and health groups are entitled, according to this article, to share their views and attempt to educate parents about proper nutrition, but should not dictate government policy. See, I'm not for banning McDonald's. Well, you can say shame on McDonald's for caving into the loud voices of grant-funded organization to put apples in their Happy Meal. I mean, I think honestly, I joked about it yesterday, but it is certainly better. It's not where it fully needs to go. As we talk about pesticide-laden apples, yeah, I guess they're better. Maybe, maybe not. But what are we going to do here? Look for the government to mandate that everybody eats fresh fruit and vegetables? Are they going to subsidize those things too? Of course, what they'll end up doing is subsidizing the genetically modified variety. They can't have you eating organic food. There's no money in it for the global corporations, the multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. But you have low-income families. What are they going to choose? A $2 frozen dinner? Or a $1 package of ramen noodles. It's not because they don't care about the health of their children. They can't afford to get them real food because the real food hasn't been subsidized. And of course, if the fast food was not subsidized, the true cost of that fast food would be borne out and then people couldn't afford the fast food and we would all be healthier. So why not stop corporate welfare and the Fed and the Med? And the practice of subsidizing corn, for instance, for fuel, it only elevates the cost of food for everybody. That's too logical. Nothing like, not even Boehner is arguing for ending corn subsidies, for instance. Soy subsidies, wheat subsidies. See, the Republicans are not about smaller government, other than Ron Paul and a few others. His son Rand's doing his level best in the Senate. But we're beyond that, aren't we? The illusion, the delusion of what's happened here. It is time to wake up. And if we could say smell the organic, non-GMO, non-subsidized coffee, then I'd say that. We don't need food police. What we need is the government to get out of food production altogether and allow the people to grow their own food back into the communities. And we'll see the true cost of food. The prices will come down because the prices for the fast, cheap, toxic, pesticide-laden food would go up because no longer is the government stealing taxpayer dollars and funding these corporatocracies to poison the planet and genetically modify the planet. You want to know all the toxic chemicals that are allowed in food? Yes, the government designed to protect us allows toxic chemicals in food. It's really crazy. And Mike Adams, man, he laid it out bare beautifully yesterday in his article. What's really in the food? The A to Z of the food industry's most evil. Yes, Dr. Evil rears his ugly head with the ingredients that the FDA says is okay. You want to know what's really causing obesity and all these toxic problems? It is the toxic problems. It's not the fast food. It's what's in the fast food. And it's what the fast food is devoid of. But what's really in the food sold in your grocery store? What ingredients should you avoid? Mike Adams just nailed it. All of these diseases, chronic and otherwise, but the government says they're okay. Some of these things may come after the fact if you cook your food in a certain way. But we should look through. Actually, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's ramp up the healing revolution. We'll try. You know, this is going to lead to a great discussion, in fact, on gout. Because there's more gout now. I see an article on this. I'm going to talk with Dr. King. In fact, that'll be the healing revolution today. Let's talk about gout and arthritis. But if you want to stay out of the hospital, read the ingredient levels labels and be sure to avoid something like acrylamides. Now, they can be in certain potato chips and things. These are toxic, cancer-causing chemicals formed in food when carbohydrates are exposed to high heat, baking, frying, grilling. And they could be in bread crusts to snack chips. And they're not intentional ingredients, so they don't have to be listed on the label. Then the biggie, right away, if we're doing A to Z like Mike Adams did, let's do that. Aspartame, NutraSweet, NutraPoison, AminoSweet. Causes neurological disorders, seizures, blurred vision, migraine, headaches, and worse. Remember, it reduces serotonin levels in the brain, so you'll actually crave more carbohydrates, which is not good if you're trying to lose weight or if you're a diabetic or hypoglycemic. We don't need the methanol. We don't need the DKP. We don't need the formaldehyde, which is a breakdown component of carcinogen, and formic acid and sting poison. How about these autolyzed proteins? What are they? Highly processed forms of protein containing free glutamate, and they are used to mimic the taste-enhancing chemical of MSG. On that note, let's take a break and say thanks to my sponsors here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll come back one more segment before we crank up the healing revolution with Dr. Frank King. We're going to go through some more of these nasties that you should know about in your food so you can make better choices for you, your family, your loved ones, anybody who will care to listen to this message of health, freedom, and liberty. After this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you'd like to be part of the program anytime, give me a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com is the website. NaturalNewsRadio.com is where you can listen. And, of course, go to the archives and put your email address in there, will you? You'll get a daily update during the week as to what's coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show with a lot of great links and tips and well, tools and great ways to stay well, get well, and stay well. So thank you for being here. And back to Mike Adams' great article from yesterday on the evil food ingredients. And we were just leaving off the A's, moving into BPA, bisphenol A, hormone-mimicking chemical found in nearly all food packaging plastics. Only in parts per billion, it's enough to disrupt endocrine function, create cancer, infertility, and feminize men. Men, you want breasts? No, no, not on your women, on you? Yes, then ramp up the BPA. That's in a lot of food now. Casein, milk proteins. This is used in soy cheese, which is not soy cheese. It's really sort of milk, dairy soy cheese because they use it in there. And, of course, these proteins really reactive to a lot of people. So there's a lot of information more on that. I can't go into it at the moment. We also have corn syrup. Oh, our beloved corn syrup. Subsidies, right? I talked about that. They subsidize this. It's genetically modified. It's isolated. It's high fructose corn syrup. They use it even in infant formulas. You want to call diabetes liquid, you know, completely devoid of nutrients. And, of course, in many cases found to be containing remnants of mercury as well. So stay away from the corn syrup. Please feed them to the aliens if you don't like the aliens, but try to keep the humans and animals off of corn syrup. How about food colorings? Oh, yes, they're everywhere, and the FDA says they're great. That's okay. FD&C Red number 40 is linked to behavioral disorders in children. Nearly all artificial food colors derive from petroleum, and they are contaminated also with aluminum, which will deplete as well your levels of selenium. And that's another big problem as well. Remember, in the early years of the Pure Food and Drug Act and the precursor of the FDA, they threw out the organic chemists. I don't mean organic farmers, but those that were pushing these colors because they knew they were so dangerous and carcinogenic. And yet now they are everywhere. They're in all, even in children's vitamins if you're not careful. How about GMOs? Hats off to Jeffrey Smith for raising the awareness on this. They're not even listed on the label because Monsanto, DuPont do not want you to know which foods contain GMOs because they know you'd avoid them like the plague that they are. And they're in the soy, they're in cotton, they're in corn, so many things now, creating all kinds of strange allergies, infertility, creating new bacteria to produce pesticides in your own gut. We're not getting enough antibiotics. Let's just die. Let's eat the corn and create pesticides and kill all the bugs there. Never mind that we depend upon them. You know because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. From corn syrup to HFCS, high fructose corn syrup. Again, chemical solvent glutaraldehyde contaminated with mercury, as I mentioned earlier. Related to diabetes, mood disorders, obesity. And it is in thousands and thousands of things, including pizza sauces and even salad dressing. Moo! How about some hydrolyzed cows? Or homogenized cows? Yeah! That's right. We'll homogenize those cows. The fats in the milk artificially modified to change them into smaller molecules that stay in suspension in the milk liquid so the fat doesn't separate. This can create a cardiovascular event extraordinaire. Believe it or not, higher risk if you have what they call African-American descent. You're at great risk if you drink homogenized milk. Please stay away. Look for raw milk. That which the FDA says avoid, you want. Of course, well, what else can you say about the FDA? How about hydrochloride? You ever see this on the list? Pyridoxine hydrochloride or thiamine hydrochloride. These are all synthetic vitamin precursors or the things that help to make them, like B vitamins, synthetic B vitamins. So they can claim, oh, we got an RDA that's way high of this stuff, but they're synthetic, toxic chemical forms of vitamins. The body knows differently. They are not food. They are not plants. They are bogus vitamins. Watch out also for niacinamide and cyanocobalamin. These are synthetic vitamin B12 forms. Again, that's why on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you'll only hear about the whole food variety. That which the supplements that are food, those are what I largely support. Even though I understand in chelation therapy the need for the synthetic form to bind out the metals, that's a different story. We're talking about eating food here. Hydrolyzed vegetable protein, that's another name basically for the free glutamate, or MSG. If you see HVP, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, it's a form of MSG. Partially hydrogenated oils. Oh, we're not getting enough trans fatty acids. They're still out there. Even though awareness has been raised about them, it makes the fat stable at room temperature, but it increases the cardiovascular risk, creating sludge blood, thick, viscous blood that's hard to pump and can contribute to high blood pressure, for which they'll give you a drug, yeah, or they'll give you a blood thinner instead. Yeah, rat poison to counteract the trans fatty acids that you're eating with partially hydrogenated oils. Do you see how expensive it is to eat cheaply? Are you getting wind of what I'm saying here, what Mike Adams has written about? When you say you can't afford to eat organic, raw vegetables, for instance, you can't afford not to. But you deserve to eat right. That's my humble opinion. How about phosphoric acid? Yeah, let's take the paint off of cars and put it in soda and drink. Your kids will put some carbon dioxide to fizzy it up. It'll eat steel nails. What do you think it's doing to your body? It'll leach the calcium out of your bones to balance out the phosphoric acid. It is a very dangerous thing to continue with, and most kids are drinking these sodas all the time. Rotten the teeth. The dentists love it. Now we move to propylene glycol. Remember when you want to winterize your cars? And they used it in the fake blueberries. Remember that blueberry report Mike Adams put out? They use it in artificial colors with corn syrup. Propylene glycol. You got it? Winterize your car with it. Don't eat it. Sodium, of course, that is lacking the trace minerals, that's the dangerous form of salt. That's refined crack cocaine salt. That is not the real salt that we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the whole unprocessed salt with 74 to 84 trace elements. That is medicine. That is food. And that is salt, not the iodized table salt. And then we move to sodium nitrite. Believe this? A cancer-causing red coloring chemical added to bacon, hot dog, sausage. The nitrites, known to be carcinogenic, and they're still available, still very prevalent in a lot of these meat, frozen meat, processed meat products, even though children are dying of cancer each year from sodium nitrite-induced cancers. When we talk about gout, arthritis, and inflammation, we have to add these synthetics into the mix, although we'll probably talk a little bit about the metabolic waste like uric acid and gout as well, but this is not helping because all of this puts a burden on your liver it doesn't need. Soy protein, genetically modified protein, junk protein, it is not digestible. It is processed with hexane, and it comes from China by and large. Also, sucralose, the chlorine-based sweetener. Gosh, chlorinate your pool with Splenda, but don't eat it, please. Sugar, of course, again, like I said with salt, refined sugar. Take out all the minerals. Take out all the chromium. It is diabetes liquid crystal. That's what you want, crack cocaine sugar? No. You want to eat sugar? Eat the whole organic form where it's not refined or processed, and you'll do okay. We got textured vegetableized protein. Yeah, this is soy protein, also processed with hexane. Textured vegetable protein. Look out for TVP. And finally, yeast extract, hidden form of MSG. We're not talking about nutritional yeast, which is perfectly fine if you got a good source of it. But we're talking about the hidden MSG in the yeast extract that contains 14% free glutamate. This is your tip on the Healing Revolution Friday. Thank you to Mike Adams for letting loose on that. I wanted to let loose so you can hear it verbally as well. And I've got the story linked up. When we come back from this break, right here on The Healing Revolution, Dr. Frank King from King Bio is going to join me. We're going to counteract gout, arthritis, and other inflammatory conditions. In a short couple of segments, we can heal the world. Yes, we can. Thank you for being here. Rocking that health world. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
It is the healing revolution. That means, of course, Dr. Frank King from King Bio. This time, joining us from a remote location out in the field. Dr. King, how are you feeling?
Oh, having a great day, man. During a healing revolution and passing the message of healing on to the masses. That's what it's all about.
So you're not always confined to the laboratory. You're out there in the world helping people. I love that.
I have to get out of the laboratory once in a while.
Now, this is an interesting story I want to launch with you on because, you know, as a naturopath, doctor of chiropractic, you know, homeopathy, all the things we cover on the healing revolution, I had part of my history was inflammatory skeletal diseases. When I was a young boy, I actually was diagnosed by the doctors with inflamed tendons, tendonitis. And now I'm seeing a story here of U.S. gout rates are climbing, more arthritis, more inflammatory conditions. How are you seeing? Have you seen a lot of patients over the years with these things?
Yes. I think it's almost to the point where as we age, Robert, most everybody ends up with some form of degenerative inflammatory disease where inflammation overtakes our body. It's epidemic. You better count on how am I going to avoid that one, because just about everybody as they age will get it. The lucky ones may end up with it in their 50s or their 60s or 70s, but a huge percentage of the population is experiencing this inflammation, this aching in general. It's not diagnosed gout, but it's all very much related to gout. You know, your gout is one of the inflammatory conditions that we're talking about. To really deal with it, we need to look at this overall inflammation that takes over the body and why we have restless leg syndrome at night, why we ache. Many times it is aggravated at night, you know, as we're going to bed or wake in the middle of the night. But, you know, you can experience it at all times through the day or night.
Sure, and this is something that I think millions of Americans have encountered. And I think that by and large, the, you know, the ignorance with a standard American diet, well, that's how I was raised, Dr. King. I didn't know better. My parents didn't know better until I learned all the things that I learned, and I began to clean up the act, and it reversed or got me out of these things. And I joke, I got a lot of my old age diseases out of the way early on as a kid. And I think that what we can do here with the Healing Revolution is help people that are already suffering, or those that may be on the verge or on the road to suffer, to counteract that and start moving a different direction, or if they're in the midst of it, how to reverse it, because we're well beyond the toxic drugs. That's not an option for us. We have ways that we can help them.
Yeah, you know, you never want to really just shooting the messenger, which is the symptoms
right.
of pain, of inflammation. We can mask it. We can cover it up temporarily. But it only creates further problems where, and it grows deeper and gets deeper rooted into our bodies. It's not the solution is masking the problem. It's, we really need to proactively begin addressing this thing. Whether you have minor aches and pains or even no aches and pains, you want to proactively and preventatively be addressing this now so that our what we call those golden years
right.
can be truly golden.
Yeah, exactly, because right now we're dealing with a major ache and pain that 300 million Americans are dealing with. It's called Congress.
Yeah, we'll have to give them a new name, I think. I don't know if anyone's come up with one yet, but there's not much Congress about them.
No, not congruent or anything. Now, when we deal with musculoskeletal inflammatory diseases, gout, of course, is classic. In recorded history, we see the hunters, the pheasant hunters in the fall and in the winter. They're coming back. They eat so much fowl that they end up, you know, with achy big toes. There are paintings of these people with their feet on their desks and such. And we know in this case the metabolic waste, uric acid, is not being processed by the liver adequately, and it's building up in the tissues, typically the big toe, or it can be, as you mentioned, anywhere really. And the reality is that's a simple metabolic imbalance that we can correct with homeopathy readily, but now we're compounded by a lot of toxins in addition to the metabolic waste that have kind of complicated matters a bit more, but we still have the way to counteract it homeopathically.
Yes, you know, it's not long ago that, you know, of course, Big Pharma has come up with a new drug for gout that temporarily relieves the pain, but the issue is it's not addressing the cause. You know, we may have all seen this commercial now where
Euloric.
People are carrying around this big, giant flask of green sloshing fluid in there
yes.
that represents the gout, the uric acid, the excess of uric acid in the body. You know, you can save a lot of money on drugs by really changing your lifestyle. I find eating red cherries,
yes,
are really good. You know, as far as helping that is a one food that is very specific. However, as you know, Robert, there's a lot of things, and you've walked this yourself. You know, I'm preaching to the choir here, but more raw foods with enzymes in them,
yes,
you know, is very vital. You know, here you're getting enzymes and getting certain things in raw foods that even though there's enzymes in a capsule or tablet out there or in a bottle, you're still getting more quality of types of enzymes and related cofactors in raw foods that go beyond what you can ever get and put into a bottle.
And of course, when we talk about enzymes, these are life-sustaining tools the body uses to break down certain things. Of course, when we talk about proteins and protein metabolism, people either eating too much or not having the functional liver that they need or not being active enough, you know, these are the shifts in lifestyle. As you said, in integrating more raw foods that have these enzymes in them, these are life-sustaining elements. And in the dead foods, if people are 100% on basically cooked foods and there's no raw in their life, that's way out of balance.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the FDA is kind of coming down on certain products that are natural once Big Pharma is putting a push on a certain drug. Like the gout drug right now is a classic example.
Yes.
And I see you'll see where Big Pharma is stepping up any natural products that are out there that might be competing in some way with this prescription proprietary drug product that Big Pharma has.
Yes.
Like, you can just see, you know, there's hand in hand here. And so they step up the policing of these things. Luckily, with homeopathy, you know, we've seen them even try to attempt to deal with homeopathy in this and say, well, gout is a type of disease, and you can't really address that disease anymore. And we're saying, wait a minute.
Yes.
Homeopathy has been addressing this problem, and it's clearly outlined in the pharmacopoeias.
Right.
And in the materia medicas that for gout longer than this drug's been out.
Yeah, exactly. So, and of course, the labeling guidelines for homeopathy as considered over-the-counter drugs in the case we're talking about them, they can be labeled for relief of, as we know, even if we go deeper into the healing of it, the labels themselves are kind of hogtied a bit by the regulations.
That's correct. And that's where we have to even say, for the symptoms of gout.
Right.
Even though you got to play these little games here, but there, you know, homeopathy has this wonderful gout formula. We have a gout formula that it just works wonders. Doesn't totally overcome all of our accountability and responsibility we have when it comes to diet.
Sure.
You know, but it certainly really helps you overcome gout, and in combination with good diet and lifestyle management, I find there are no incurable diseases on this planet.
Amen.
Including gout.
Amen to that. And of course, I always use it in conjunction with a little liver support. We talk about the liver detox that you do as well, because the liver has to transform the waste into a metabolically excretable form for the kidneys to make it easier on the kidneys. And therefore, you've got this processing that is completed and out of the body, as opposed to the stuck and circulating within it that could create silent inflammation within the vascular system, but of course overt and painful inflammation that you can feel in the skeletal system.
That's correct. You know, the liver is, we should, anybody dealing with any health problem should always consider the liver. You know, they've documented well over 500 different metabolic functions that occur in the liver alone. You know, this is the busiest place. This is Times Square, Grand Central Station of the body, and very, very busy place. And many of these metabolic functions, including those addressing uric acid, are addressed in the liver and should always be involved, along with the gallbladder. That, you know, when you cannot digest your fats,
right,
that's what the gallbladder does.
And remember,
you're going to have problems.
Remember all those healing revolutions ago, we talked about the opening, the gallbladder, the ducts, the different things. We focus so much on the gastrointestinal tract. I'll urge all of my listeners, especially our new ones here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that are new to Dr. Frank King and King Bio and the Healing Revolution. We do these segments every Friday to push the envelope for energy medicine and real healing. And we have covered some extraordinary topics. So make sure where you go through Natural News Radio, you find the download links that are free of charge. And hundreds of thousands of people are taking advantage of this, which is wonderful to hear. And I want to make sure that everybody goes back and listen to some of those gastrointestinal healing revolutions as well. When we talk about musculoskeletal pain, the classic remedies for gout and arthritis include Rus toxicodendron, which is the poison ivy. Of course, colchicum, benzoic acid. I mean, there's so many good ones that we can put into a complex, which you have, to address the uric acid and more.
That's correct. We, you know, we try to take a whole person perspective always in the way we, the aggressiveness of how we put active ingredients together, where we might have anywhere 30, 40 or more active ingredients that are working together to give you a very broad therapeutic spectrum. In homeopathy, we always say this, and this is a true statement describing the principles of how homeopathy works, and that is homeopathy always works.
Hmm.
The key is finding the right remedies to address those underlying causes.
Right.
And so, you know, if we can keep that in mind, we can be the detectives and put those pieces together, and we have guidebooks, you know, clinical reference guides, as we call them, that are available to the consumers. They're available at stores that have our products. And if they don't have those, you can ask for those. We will send those out.
Yes, and I want to...
Gives you, give you the guidelines so that if, you know, one remedy doesn't fully correct the problem, it helps guide you down this yellow brick road
yes.
to find other remedies. So you put all these pieces back together again, what we call the successful Humpty Dumpty story.
Exactly, the one where we actually get you back together again. That's what we do here on the Healing Revolution. By the way, those who'd like to connect with King Bio during the week, it is 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, and kingbio.com. I have the links up at robertscottbell.com as well, and they'll take care of you really well. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got Dr. Frank King on a remote, and he is calling in so we can continue with the Healing Revolution, getting you through the gout, arthritis, and other inflammatory conditions today on the Healing Revolution. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the Natural Health Community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh, sure, you can choose Euloric, but if you do, pay attention to the long list of side effects, which are really direct effects of the drug that they market into side effect existence, so you don't pay attention to them. And by the way, one of the side effects of Euloric is gout. It's increased gout. You know, that's the astonishing thing, Dr. King, as we continue with Dr. Frank King here on the Healing Revolution. You know, these drugs can suppress in some people these symptoms, which is like shooting out the warning light, but sometimes they actually make the very symptom you're treating worse.
Yeah, and I like the one, what was the side effect? Death.
Oh, yeah.
So it is shocking. Almost, you know, we laugh when we watch these drug commercials and think, where is the logic? What happened to our freedom of thinking?
Yes.
You know, in how they've duped this whole system. It just is shocking how that was pulled off ever.
Yes.
It goes back to bloodletting and mercury purges.
Yes.
I thought we've gotten out of this caveman medicine approach.
Clearly not.
I think hopefully people's eyes are opening up. Their logic is beginning to say, wait a minute. And then they're going to be start looking at
right.
through underlying causes.
Well, exactly.
That's what we're all about, isn't it, Robert?
It is, indeed. That's why it's such a pleasure to get together with you every week. It's so refreshing. We can go right back to this. We can make fun of the drugs. And, you know, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are very commonly prescribed initially for a lot of the gout, arthritic, and inflammatory conditions. But they have their own risk, liver and kidney risks, as well as other things. In addition, you have the COX-2 inhibiting drugs, which have proven to be very dangerous. Vioxx, which is a big danger. And now there's a big story about Bextra that I think it was it Pfizer with Bextra has been fined like $1 billion. And they would have wiped them out, but they used a shell company as a front company to have that go out of business instead. And, you know, these are the people, the programming into drugs to kill pain as opposed to addressing the metabolic imbalances, which homeopathy will do. Yes, it will reduce pain, but will it correct the underlying, as we say, conditions or causes? Yes, that's what we do.
That's right. You know, it is all about it. And it's such a beautiful thing to watch homeopathy in action. And the issue is when we're dealing with these, we'll get some dynamic results with one remedy. But then you know that there's also a combination of different things going on in the body that we want to be aware of. It's not a magic bullet anymore. We've been taught for so many years, sold the medical lie, that there's this magic bullet that we're looking for. And with homeopathy, it addresses those specific underlying causes. And people may think, wow, this is a magic bullet. It's wonderful. But we want to always be clear and real with people that it's all about putting those pieces back together again and looking at associated factors, because there are multiple factors that relate to these kind of, you know, chronic pain and inflammation in general in the body.
Sure.
You're dealing with gout. There's a gout medicine. There's a liver medicine. You want to look at digestive remedies and what's going on. What are you experiencing in your digestion? Obviously, if there's some upset, then there's things that we need to start working to correct these issues. One of the big ones I find so often is hydrochloric acid.
Yes.
Most people are taking drugs because they're taking antacids.
Yes.
And the symptoms from having too much acid, hydrochloric acid. Now, that's different than acid that you might have accumulated in your body or uric acid.
Correct.
Two separate things. We need that hydrochloric acid in our stomach. If we're not producing it, then we will become acidic throughout our body, including increased uric acid.
Yes, that's a real irony there, you know, is people are so sold on with these gastro docs to take proton pump inhibiting drugs on top of the antacids of yesteryear. And they're creating a whole new class of diseases, including strange microbial infections that never existed before. And as we say, if you're not producing enough stomach acid, you end up much more acidic in a general way throughout the body because you're not digesting and breaking down these proteins appropriately.
That's right. Something we recommend to all of our patients, Robert, is simply get some pH tape. Mm-hmm. Now, it's even hard to find in some now, but I would ask at health food stores.
Yes.
Or at drug stores, you can go in and ask for some pH tape. It's very inexpensive, and you tear off just a little bit, stick it in your mouth, and check your pH of your saliva. Moisten it and check the pH. We always check that first thing in the morning when we get up, how we're doing. We can tell a lot at that point. If it's alkaline, which the number is higher, it's getting over 7, and 7.5, 8, your saliva will commonly be alkaline. This is the first classic sign of the indicator of where your pH is in your stomach. And if you have a super alkaline, high-numbered pH in your saliva, you definitely have a hydrochloric acid deficiency, allowing you not to digest your proteins properly. When your proteins do not digest completely because of the lack of hydrochloric acid, that turns the acid, a different type of acid that is very corrosive to our intestinal lining.
Exactly. Yeah, and of course, I encourage everybody, go back, download for free the Healing Revolutions that we do together with Dr. King. We went extensively through the gastrointestinal tract and gave solutions. And man, that alone was worth beyond the price of admission all the years I've been doing this to do this with you. It's been fantastic, and we've got so much more to cover. But in addition to addressing this pH tape, if we say if we see a really high pH in the saliva, it's indicative of some imbalances within the stomach, the acid production. I've talked often about the gross magnesium deficiencies that are very common in our culture. Dr. Carolyn Dean has written books on that as well. And that alone, is another tool, as we talk about, dietary-wise, shifting what goes in, get the minerals back into the body, because the lack of acid production is also evidence of a lack of certain key minerals.
That's right. And when you don't have your hydrochloric acid, something you do not assimilate and digest is calcium and magnesium.
Right.
And calcium is probably the biggest deficiency of nutrient we have, that we discovered overall with people. So we recommend high levels of calcium, into your body to really help build that back again, as well as taking your HCL as you need it. We recommend taking those before meals. That's going to help digest your proteins, digest the meats,
mm-hmm.
and prevent the uric acids from manifesting through in your body.
Okay,
and,
yes.
This will help with everything from general aches and pains and restless leg and a plethora of discomforts that people are experiencing.
And I want to reiterate something you said, because if there is a genuine calcium deficiency, you definitely need an acid medium to be able to break down and assimilate that calcium. A lot of people that are taking it either in the wrong form or don't have the body to utilize it properly will then have imbalances within the body, and calcification becomes dangerous, for instance, within the cardiovascular system.
That's right. Another test, when you have that pH tape out, you take another little piece of that and check your urine. Put a little bit of this tape in this tip of this tape in the stream of your urine, and check that in the morning. And most people will find that the urine is actually running acid. That's a sign you definitely need a lot of calcium. And with that alkaline saliva, you definitely need that HCL. Those are two things biochemically you can begin to bring back the balance and correct the causes behind these kind of issues.
Sure, and there are also forms of calcium and magnesium in homeopathy used commonly, and they help the body symptomatically in certain ways, but in addition, they help the body utilize these nutrients much more efficiently.
That's right. We think we're the greatest dairy-drinking country, but yet we also have the highest level of osteoporosis and calcium deficiency, and so it's more than just trying to consume dairy.
Yes.
You really need supplementation. You need to fix these digestive dysfunctions really where you bring it back into balance. That's first place to begin looking, as most natural doctors all kind of come down to when, as they're studying these things, is the look at these imbalances in the gut, in the intestine, in the stomach. It's where what they call the beginning of disease.
Well, exactly. And, of course, we talk about dairy so much. The pasteurized dairy, the homogenized dairy, the dairy cows, the dairy cattle that are not grazing on grass, that are eating corn, and then they have antibiotic residues. They may be pumped up with recombinant bovine growth hormone. I mean, these things cannot produce nutrition in a way that the body, the human body, can assimilate appropriately. So there's these imbalances that are creating even these inflammatory conditions like we started talking about today, gout, arthritic conditions.
That's right. I just love the homeopathy because there are a plethora of different products. From look at what are your other symptoms that you're having along with this pain or this gout? What are the other related symptoms that you might be dealing with? We talked about liver. We talked about digestion. We might also look into the detox products where
yes.
our detox mechanisms are not working properly. And then we start addressing the lymph. Most people don't know what that is. What did you call me?
No.
It's lymph. Lymphatic system. There's four times more lymphatic fluid in our bodies than there is blood. And so this is our drainage systems. This is a detox systems. This is so much of our immune system works in this lymphatic system. You've heard of the lymph glands. These are like little bus stops along the way for the lymph.
By the way, I have the lymph detox that you have from King Bio there, and I utilize it most every night because of that importance of draining the lymph, helping the body deal with that. It's a big part of the drainage canal of the body, and we cannot overlook it, so I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yes, yes, and little signs. If you have lymph congestion, which most people do, you'll find if you sit around all day that you don't feel good.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a sign because you need
get
the
up and move.
Contractions, yeah, and movement to keep this lymph going. So that's a great sign. What we also have, if you have a healing partner or a spouse or somebody, we fold the skin around the spine. If you're laying on your stomach and you go on your hands on your back here, you get a spouse. You can't do this very well yourself.
Yes.
You need somebody else to get in and pinch your skin and just kind of roll the skin like a wave up your, along, you know, with your fingers on each side of the spine of your spouse.
Nice.
And your spouse will say, whoa, 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 that hurts. Yeah, just tell me where it hurts as we roll, do this, keep roll up the spine. And, you know, when they say, ah, that hurts, there's a, along each side of the spine, there are lymph reflexes. And these reflexes are, get activated, they get tender when
yes.
the lymph is congested. And you can a deep circular massage on these reflexes on each side of the spine.
Yes.
Real close to the center of the spine. You rub those very briskly, and that helps activate your lymph drainage.
That's beautiful.
One of the things you can do for your lymph is obviously drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
We're all kind of dehydrated. There's a quick little simple thing you can do to see if your body's dehydrated. And you wet your finger, and then you rub it along the front of your top of your tongue, and you should feel like wet wax paper, real slick and smooth. If you have a rough feeling on your tongue when you do this, this is a sign of dehydration.
Mm.
It's one of the best signs we've found overall. You can quickly check for dehydration.
Another
the
powerful.
Majority of the public is dehydrated.
Yes.
And this, by keeping your hydration up, it will is one of the number one things you can do for your lymph.
Well, it's another, it really, Dr. King, that's such another powerful, simple technique that anybody could try at home. That's why I love the practicality of what we can cover here on the Healing Revolution when you give those kind of insights. Now, for those that want to learn more, as I said, call up 800-543-3245. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, the number will work. And during the week, Monday through Friday. So if somebody's not sure which remedy to go to, Dr. King, will your staff be able to direct them a little bit? Are they okay to do that?
Yes, we have, our staff have been personally trained over years with me. We try to clone myself in a way with my staff.
Great.
To help. And then plus we have all these materials, this clinical reference guides and as well. And I'm rewriting a booklet where we teach people how to do certain testing as well.
Beautiful.
And so, you know, we're here, we're all about empowering people, and as you say, the power to heal is yours.
Exactly. Dr. King, thank you so much for being with us from a remote location today. You're a trooper for doing so. The Healing Revolution continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. KingBio.com is the place to go. If you know anybody with gout or arthritis, have them listen to this show or get a hold of King Bio. You'll get your solutions. You won't have worse problems like Big Pharma is seemingly perpetually doing for the rest of us, but not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got a lot more healing to do when we come back. Once again, thank you, Dr. King.
You're welcome, Robert. Enjoy your day.
And he's right. The power to heal is yours. Back after the break with Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
Hey man, look at me rocking out. I'm on the radio. Hey
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got Michael Bolden returning from the 10th Amendment Center. We're going to cover some nullification issues, including nullifying the FDA, which is a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. Thanks again to Dr. Frank King to be with me for Healing Revolution. If you missed anything on gout and arthritis, lots of great information you'll have to re-listen or download later. And of course, this hour there's some bizarre stories regarding glowing dogs and self-surgery. We'll get to that. But first and foremost, continuing the theme this week, as I've been, you know, disappointed in our Western American culture as we have degraded and degraded into drugging old people and drugging children. There's a story out of CNN just on this very issue. Officials are now fearing for infants born to prescription drug addicts. Remember, it used to be about crack babies. Remember hearing about crack babies? It's not that anymore. Now it's FDA approved drug addict babies. And these are there's three big stories on CNN Presents. This is one. It's just astounding because according to the CDC, prescription drug overdose deaths in Florida alone are up a staggering 265% since 2003. But the biggest concern now they're worrying about is all of these babies being born to moms who are addicted to these FDA-approved drugs. And this is another version. Even the Broward Sheriff County Sheriff Office, Al Lamberti, he says this, we're concerned because we used to see the crack babies died. This is another version of that. As we see, as we're learning more and more, the FDA-approved variety as dangerous, as deadly, if not more deadly than the illicit street drugs for which the DEA is all over. And now, of course, they're going all over the doctors because of all the FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs in regards to, you know, mostly painkillers, addictive painkillers. And that's why we covered the issue of gout and arthritis a little bit with homeopathy last hour with Dr. King, because you can address pain if you understand the reason why it's there, the true cause of it. But modern allopathic medicine is ill-suited. It's ill-suited to do that. It's just not in their game. I mean, I guess I could or should be mad at them, but that's just how they're drawn, right? Don't hate me. I'm just drawn that way. That's the way they're trained. Don't worry about the cause. We just have to suppress the symptom at all costs, even if it creates addiction, even if it creates liver toxicity or liver failure. According to state health records, 635 Florida babies were born addicted to prescription drugs in the first half of 2010 alone. South Florida doctors and intensive care nurses report a dramatic uptick in babies born hooked on pills that their mothers abused while pregnant. They go, can you imagine, little babies going through withdrawal symptoms? This is according to a nurse at the Broward General Medical Center's neonatal intensive care unit. I mean, it's got to be horrible. They're going through the DTs, if you will, the withdrawals from these drugs. And here we are as a culture endorsing FDA-approved drugs while we say that plants created by God are somehow dangerous. How supplements are somehow dangerous when the reality is that which man is monkeying with and creating synthetic patented molecules that have never before been in existence anywhere on planet Earth. And creating these synthetic isolates and utilizing them in the suppression of disease and creating basically FDA-approved crack babies. This is another, again, disappointing thing that I have to cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to talk about restoring integrity to our country. You know, we look at the debt ceiling. We look at what's gone on with this debt ceiling discussion. And then you got Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I'll give her points for entertainment, but come on, Nancy Pelosi. You're claiming that you're going to save all life on planet Earth as we know it? Did you see this? Yesterday, she did just that. She claimed this exactly. We're trying to save life on this planet as we know it today. As a reaction to so-called Republican plan to not raise the debt ceiling, or to raise it not as much, or to not raise taxes. And you got Ron Paul again speaking sense. Hey, look, all we have to do is freeze the budget to the 2010 level. Or how about what? Look, keep it at 2011 levels. Don't go up, and already you've pushed back this so-called artificial deadline that Obama and the Democrats are freaking out about. Common sense adult discussions? No, they don't happen up there. You know, and as we speak, who knows, Boehner may be searching for ways to basically elevate the debt ceiling to play business as usual. He's having trouble rounding up his Republican colleagues. A lot of the Tea Party young guns are saying, no, we're not playing that game. We didn't go up here to do business as usual. It's very interesting to watch the dying throes of the old republic, so to speak, that has long since been abandoned. Pelosi, we're trying to save life on this planet as we know it today. If this is life on this planet as we know it today, is it worth saving? Where we are addicting children yet to be born. We're drugging old people, as I discussed yesterday. If we were a rational and sane and compassionate culture, we would immediately integrate holistic detoxification protocols for babies to get them through these addictions, to help them undo the damage by utilizing homeopathic Bryonia alba, Nux vomica, and chelidonium for their liver. Do some lymphatic drainage detox like Dr. King and I talked about. We can actually utilize the very same drugs that Big Pharma is making in homeopathic form to help accelerate the detox out of these little babies' bodies. We've got to make sure they have selenium, which you know is just gone in these babies because their moms were on such high levels of liver toxic pharmaceutical drugs that they may not have any of the selenium to protect them, much less the chromium. We can deal with these things nutritionally and homeopathically, but no, once we've drugged our children in utero, we got to get them out because the next thing you know, they're going to be diagnosed with ADHD. And a really horrific joke that's running the circles now is, why did the chicken cross the road? To help the kid with ADHD get to the other side. And it's not a joke, it's serious. This is off of today, MSN parenting section. Listen to this headline. Kids with ADHD have trouble crossing streets. Studies show that they do look both ways, but they still take more risks. I mean, we're drugging these kids out of their mind. They can't avoid traffic. Of course, they get on the drugs and they're likely to run into traffic because they'll have psychotic episodes. This was research done out of the University of Alabama, Birmingham, UAB. And they used a computer-generated street intersection to see if 39 children ages 7 to 10 with ADHD cross the street less safely. I mean, this is going to be used to say we need to hop these kids on even more drugs. Why? These kids are nutritionally deficient. They are probably loaded with excitotoxins, whether they be MSG or derivatives thereof, whether it be the aspartames that parents still think that they're doing their kids a favor by keeping them off of real sugar and putting them on these artificials, including all of the additives and colorings and flavorings. I mean, all of these are proven to trigger these episodes, even, I say psychotic, but even gastrointestinal explosions, if we can call it that. And I'm talking about kinetic electrical imbalances creating seizure activity. And yet these researchers didn't question any of those things. It's all designed to say, wow, if we don't drug these kids, they're going to walk out into traffic. Is this really what we need? This is what we've come to? And that's why I have to come to the conclusion that a societal reset has to be necessary because we've lost our minds. We are absolutely out of our minds. I know, not here, not at Natural News, not on Natural News Radio, not here with the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is where we regain our sanity and perhaps our humanity, and hopefully help others to do the same. And we're going to regain our power to nullify unconstitutional power grabs by the centralized bureaucracy, the federal government, as well as on a state and interpersonal level. Sovereignty is with the people. At least that's what it's supposed to be. What is it about that 10th Amendment, Center? The little engine that could. Michael Bolden joins me right after this break with some nullification good news.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Scott Bell Show.
Part of the healing revolution is recognizing that healing happens on all levels, including political, economic as well. And that's why this show covers all of that. And from time to time, I get to have on a good friend who's really, he's founder of the 10th Amendment Center. He really inspired the Nullify Now movement that's growing that I've been able to participate in a number of them. And there's a big one coming up August 20th in Kansas City. Tom Woods will be there, a number of other people. We're going to learn more about that this hour as well. But Michael Bolden returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show for some healing revolution.
Awesome. Now, for anybody listening, there's no pressure on Robert and I, but this is going to be the most awesome thing you've ever listened to.
Yes.
Zero pressure, Robert, but we've got to make this good.
No, I'm way calm, as we talk about. Way calm, way relaxed. Calm. Way relaxed. And Michael, moving into this realm of understanding not only the nullification concept, but the growth of the 10th Amendment, I want to start with a story that I've covered about the nullification of the FDA, food security, food safety, food freedom. We've covered some of the stories in Maine. Last time we even talked about this, that there were communities. Now, there was news out of Washington State, may or may not be legitimate, may or may not hold the force of law. I want to get to the bottom of that right away.
Well, first of all, let's start with Maine, just so people get kind of the basis and the FDA. So some people would view the FDA as doing a lot of bad stuff. There are other people that think the FDA shouldn't even exist. I happen to be in that category.
You and me both.
I don't think it's constitutionally right, and it's also not on a functional level. It's not sound. It doesn't do what it claims to do. It doesn't protect your food. It tends to protect the big businesses that have specific interest in having certain things on the marketplace. And so people in Maine, in four separate towns there, have passed what's called a food freedom ordinance, basically saying, hey, if we grow something and sell something in our own community, both the state and the federal government need to butt the hell out and keep their hands off. We're just going to conduct our business locally. And in many cases, they're citing the Constitution itself, the Interstate Commerce Clause. That's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3, if you really want to get into the details.
Yeah.
That says the federal government has the authority to create regulations for commerce that crosses state lines. So the logical point of view is, if the commerce is not crossing state lines, whether it's a gun or a radish or anything in between, you know, that's up to the people of the community to do that. So four towns in Maine have already passed some sort of an ordinance basically telling the feds, get the heck out of here, focused on food freedom. Just this past weekend, we received an update about an organization called the Stevens County Assembly from Stevens County, Washington, which had passed a similar food freedom ordinance, but they also added some penalties for any federal agent or any state agent violating the ordinance would get up to 10 years in prison and like a $20,000 fine. This is awesome stuff.
It sounded almost too good to be true. I was like, dude, everybody was riled up going, yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
Really, really good stuff, and the concept is awesome. It turns out that the Stevens County Assembly is not actually the Stevens County government at all. It is a group of people that get together, and I guess they kind of work out what it would be like if it was really a citizens' government, which probably doesn't exist in most places around the country. So the concept is out there. These people, I believe, are out there getting signatures from people to probably try to get this actually passed. But what's good to know, even though we reported it incorrectly as being a passed ordinance, and maybe that's based off the fact that that's how it was given to us,
yeah.
But we didn't do enough research on getting that correct. But the good part is there are citizen activist groups that are learning from the people in Maine and saying, hey, you know what? We don't have to wait for our state government. We don't have to wait definitely for the federal government to fix these problems, because most of the time these guys are in bed with the problem. So we need to just kind of take matters into our own hands. And we really hope that this type of activism will encourage more people in more localities. If there were 500 Stevens County Washingtons around the country,
yes,
it would be pretty hard for Washington, D.C. or even your state to enforce really bad food regulations. I guess I hate to use word regulation because a lot of people think regulation is a good thing.
Right.
And for those people who even think it's a good thing, these are like just food controls, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Prevention.
Food restrictions.
Food blockages. Yeah, restriction is probably a good word. You know, if there are 500 towns around the country doing something like this, even if it wasn't legally binding, mm-hmm. if you found all these people doing it, it would probably have some effect.
Michael Bolden, we need food restrictions. We're a bunch of unruly children. We need parents to take care of us.
Don't drink that milk.
Yeah, exactly. And unless they say it's for animals, they forget humans are animals too. So that's something we could also discuss. Now, I actually like what they did there, even though finding out that it's not quote-unquote the official, because there are spiritual principles, and even I should say it this way, fake it till you make it, right? Pretend or act as if. And to have this happen, it sends a ripple out into the universe. And it can be in the news story to say, hey, wow, that's possible here. And so suddenly that which was impossible moments before becomes at least the thought form of possibility, much like the 10th Amendment Center, starting with its humble origins and how now it's being brown cow referred to and quoted all over the news and major media and having an impact that, you know, far supersedes the few of us that are involved in any way in what you have done. It's extraordinary. But they don't know that. The energy going out there is having such a profound impact and change well beyond the numbers. It's not about having a zillion people. It's having about a tireless few, and that tireless few gains another tireless few, and that's what's happening.
Well, and I believe that this system of society, the country that was created out of the Constitution, was supposed to be really based about individuals, about people's rights. And, you know, this thing going on in Stevens County, this kind of goes along with what I talk about in speeches that I give around the country, and that's this principle that we, the people, we need to learn how to exercise our rights, whether government wants to give us, quote, permission to or not. And I know you talk about acting without government permission a lot, Robert, and it's essential that people start doing this. So if we can create waves, the establishment will take notice. And you mentioned how, you know, the 10th Amendment started with very humble beginnings. We're still at
Very humble middles.
Yeah. You know, our main office, a lot of people look at our website and say, wow, you guys must be well-funded. Well, our main office is still a room in my apartment here in Los Angeles, California. We've got volunteers around the country working to do things. But we're getting so much attention and we're doing so much with the message that decentralization is the answer to virtually all of our political problems that, it's the mainstream wants to attack. Even just recently in The Atlantic, the longtime Constitution wrecker Garrett Epps was referring to us as some kind of extreme right-wing movement. Now, who would call a group that advocates for marijuana legalization, an end to unconstitutional wars, and raw milk a bunch of extremist right-wingers? I don't know. Are these guys dumb, or maybe they're hoping that no one else is paying attention?
Well, or they don't know how to make they know how to make up definitions or redefine words, but certainly don't honor the ones that are actually written and should be understood. But that's another problem that I've seen with the growth of government over the last century, is that one of the art forms that was developed through propaganda and other things was to subtly or very significantly change the meaning of words without telling anybody. So everybody assumes that they're saying one thing, but in the four corners of this so-called unconscionable contract, in many ways that government just kind of puts out and assumes you know, and you assume you know, you end up trapped by these words that have completely different meanings than even what you might have learned in government schools.
Yeah, trapped is absolutely correct. I just spoke at an event up in Fairbanks, Alaska. Gorgeous place this last weekend. And I did a little research on Fairbanks before getting there, and then I validated what I read with some people. It turns out that they're so politically divided in Fairbanks that if you are from the left side of the political spectrum, you actually live on the left side of town. You
really?
Live in West Fairbanks. And if you're from the right politically, you live on the right end of town, in the east. And these words and the way that they've twisted us, they keep us in these box, left versus right, and fighting amongst each other. And all the while, these people and their political backers, the elite in Washington and in government around the country, they keep taking more and more power for themselves. When we could just recognize that while we may have differences, our greatest enemy, the greatest enemy to freedom, does not come from your neighbor down the street when they disagree with you on whether a particular product should be legal or not. It comes from where that decision is being made. In most every decision these days, all roads lead to Rome, and I guess that's Washington, D.C.
Hmm. On yesterday's show, I had Mike Adams, a health ranger, who you all, of course, got to meet. He spoke at the 10th Amendment Center's Nullify Now conference in Austin, Texas a little bit ago, and we were talking about the debt ceiling. This is another big issue when we talk about, states' rights, but how about each individual, however we want to determine ourselves to be. To ascribe a debt to like I said, a child unborn, for instance, how horrific is that as a concept? And how is it that we can get beyond that? Because so many in Washington, D.C. say, well, sorry, your kids are just going to have to pay back somehow, even though we know it's not possible unless they, as they're doing, monetizing the debt, printing more money, so that when the kids come up to the age that they can work, if we still have Federal Reserve note legal tender laws, they'll be working for scraps of paper that can buy them little or nothing. How do you see the 10th Amendment Center and the concept of nullification working in regards to this debt ceiling issue?
Well, we haven't put a lot of focus on it, but I think there are some important principles. And I think one of them might be that, they're talking about this balanced budget amendment, this thing that the Republicans are going to somehow save everybody with, even though, the debt got out of control under George Bush too, and Republicans. But I think there already is a balanced budget amendment. It's called the Constitution. If it were just followed, all this debt wouldn't exist at all. And the other thing that I think was very interesting is when there was talk about whether people would get Social Security payments or not. I'm not sure if that was real or a hoax or whatever, but I heard this pop up in a lot of discussions online where I'm active. And I thought, are you kidding? Why is this even talked about above, like, how about stopping dropping bombs on Libya? I mean, if anything's going to be cut, what about the foreign imperialism that the U.S. government has been engaging in for so long? If you're going to have money spent by government, whether it's supposed to or not, you don't cut off the most needy or threaten the most needy. That's an absolutely evil scare tactic. And, when you've got a peace president who's dropping bombs on Libya and then talking about, like, if you guys don't go along with what I want, I'm not going to even mention those bombs. I'm going to mention old people who probably really need money that they've been kind of hooked on getting. That's really bad news. I don't know how else to put it, but it's nasty stuff.
Well, yeah, and this, I think there's an awakening, how do I say this, awakening is happening. Obviously, to have what you started as the 10th Amendment Center, to grow to what it is, with so little as far as the amount of people that you would normally think to gain that kind of traction and awareness out there, it tells me that the hunger is very genuine. People are desiring it beyond belief, beyond even our ability to deliver. Because I think right now, if every city would probably love to host just about a Nullify Now conference. There's just not enough people to go around to put them all on. But the amazing attraction to this event from people from all political spectrums and backgrounds, that's been, you know, a very, let's say, a heartening and refreshing thing for me to see. And having participated in a number of them, I'm just stoked to see the next one.
Yeah, Robert, and this is a message. And while the mainstream media will say that, oh, if you believe in nullification, you must hate America, you're racist, you know, you're just a bunch of right wingers. This is a message that crosses the political lines, because all we're talking about is decentralize, allow the federal government to do a few certain specific things, that stuff that's been delegated to it by us, we the people, in the Constitution. They do that stuff, and everything else, the most difficult, the most divisive issues, all belong somewhere else. And that's close to home in our states or in our communities or with ourselves. And that's the way the system was supposed to be set up. And for many years, I mean, you would hear people on the left talk about small is beautiful. Well, that's somehow disappeared. They oppose the big corporations that do a lot of bad stuff and all the lobbying and partnering with government to do bad stuff. We want to help to continue educating them that small is beautiful all across the board, especially when it comes to government. And, you know, you mentioned the next conference that, of course, is my green light. I got to plug it, Robert. You're speaking Nullify Now. We're going to be going to Kansas City on August 20th, and there's a ton of good speakers there, along with yourself, plus, you know, I'll talk for a couple of minutes. Thomas E. Woods is going to give the keynote speech.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And people want info on that, they're going to go to nullifynow.com/Kansas City. Plus, you know, you can get links to all the other places that we're working on events in the near future as well.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here. I got one more segment with Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Nullify Now will tell you a little bit more about the event, as well as some of the speakers and some other exciting things that will help demystify the concept of nullification and show you how it's something that's good for you. Just like, it's a vitamin N, vitamin nullification. Yes, it will really restore integrity, not only to the body politic, but to your body as well, after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells, to help your immune system, and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a 4-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we got the big event coming up August 20th. We're almost into August already, or if you happen to be downloading this later in the month, plan your trip to Kansas City, into the heartland, and we're going to be there. Thomas Woods will be there, I'll be there, and a number of other great speakers, and Michael Bolden included. He founded the 10th Amendment Center, and it is growing strong, and it's a wonderful thing to see. It's almost a spontaneous outpouring of enthusiasm and excitement and genuine people that literally want to just live their lives and be left alone and have recognized now it's not enough to want to be left alone. We actually have to defend our ability to be left alone by the government.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you think that this type of stuff is like the most basic thing. You know, we talk about, to me, the raw milk story is one of the most interesting one that exists, because you think about just having a choice over a local market and being able to purchase some kind of food. No one's going to go and buy raw milk unless they, you know, they're probably thinking about it anyways. And the fact that the FDA comes in with guns pulled, I mean, who even thought that the FDA had guns? It's absolutely insane to think about this organization that the average view of them is, oh, they're just some scientists, you know, analyzing chemical nature of foods and things like that, and probably promoting Coca-Cola. But they come in and do this stuff like armed thugs. To me, that's a big issue, and it just kind of shows the arrogance that Washington, D.C. has. They feel that they can control everything that we do. And in fact, back in 2005, there was a Supreme Court case called Gonzalez versus Raich, where Justice Thomas, who I agree with sometimes and disagree with sometimes, but he said something really interesting there. He said, if the federal government on this case, because he was in dissent, if the federal government can regulate the growth and consumption in one's own home of 6 cannabis plants, their powers are limitless. And I'm just paraphrasing, but basically he said whether it's guns or a cookie at your local bake sale, they can do whatever they want, whenever they want. And we see that playing out today. So whether it's the size of our light bulb, the size of our toilet, what kind of milk we can have, what type of plant we can grow, and whether or not we have to own a particular health plan from a particular insurance company favored by their buddies, they exert all kinds of power over us they never should have. And I think it's time for people to start saying enough is enough. And whether it's those 4 towns in Maine saying enough is enough, or the citizens group up in Washington State, or the 15 states saying no to federal laws on marijuana, or 8 states saying no to particular gun laws, and 25 states saying no to national ID cards, I think this movement is starting to grow. I just did an interview yesterday with a gentleman who's working on a new book, and he was doing a chapter on Tea Party and 10th Amendment and nullification and tying that all together. And he did a LexisNexis search, and this is a research tool for journalists and, yes, and academics. And he said the first time he ever saw any news report on nullification – beyond just kind of a historical analysis, was in March of 09. And he said, did you guys have anything to do with that? When did you guys start? And we've been around since 2006 now and pushing these types of things for a number of years. So I think this goes to show you that just a small number of people working on what is considered a powerful message, telling the truth, can have strong effect, can change the landscape in some ways of the political sphere, the political discussion. And we hope to continue doing doing this, and we hope that other people will be empowered to do this, whether it's in Stevens County or anywhere else around the country, to say, you know what, it's time for us to take matters into our own hands. We believe the solution is within us. It is not within the government. It is not within the politicians. It's not within the lobbyists that are the corporations that have been foisting all kinds of nasty stuff on us. It is within ourselves, and that's what I hope will continue to grow.
Well, self-defense, self-determination, all of these things important. And, of course, the peaceful revolution, which is another part of the discussion and a very big part of the 10th Amendment Center. We talked about, you mentioned the FDA. In order to enforce their edicts, for instance, on raw milk, you know, they basically come in and raid you guns drawn like they are SWAT teams, or they may actually bring SWAT teams with them. And you said it is kind of weird. Food. Okay, we got to have guns because, you know, we're from the government and we got to make sure that people aren't drinking milk because it's been drunk for thousands of years. We're going to, you know, threaten, you know, we've got guns drawn. We might have to kill somebody in order to protect them from drinking this milk. I mean, this is the absurdity. And, of course, when we talk about nullifying a lot of these things, it is also a concept, I think, of withdrawing consent. I talk about in my lectures, as you mentioned earlier, don't ask for permission where none is required. We've fallen into an assumptive trap, an assumption that we are subject to the jurisdiction thereof, in a sense, that because Obama or Bush before him entered into these undeclared wars or police actions, that we somehow are on the hook for them, even though we are fundamentally opposed to them. And it's really abhorrent that we would utilize our energy, our money, to kill innocents abroad. You know, they'll say, well, there are some bad people there too. Well, at what price do we say that? Because they've also done it with the medical interventions to say, well, vaccines save lives. But what about the one child or the 10 or the hundreds or the thousands that are injured or killed? Does it matter to those individual children? You know, it comes to me to an argument of collectivism or individualism, and that really gets to the heart of what this is all about in America.
Man, I could go on. I mean, you've brought up so many important issues here, talking about the foreign policy and the domestic policy. For people on the left that I talk to, most of them tend to be opposed, at least my personal friends, they tend to be opposed to the aggressive foreign policy. But then they're in support of, you know, like things like government health care. And to me, I think that's cognitive dissonance. How can you support an organization that's been killing people overseas to somehow save lives through health care plans here at home? And then for conservatives, they tend to support the foreign wars, and then they oppose government expansion at home. So again, it's cognitive dissonance. How do you oppose the growth of government at home while you're just all in favor of social programs and growth of government by the U.S. in other countries around the world? I think there's a lot of cognitive dissonance, and we need to keep pointing that out at every turn, that if you're opposing one thing and you stay pure, you're not going to want these people doing any of this stuff that they're doing. It's because it's bad across the board.
Well, and as I said, it's exerting violence on the people here at home. We talk about an interventionist foreign policy. I talk about a domestic interventionist policy as well.
Sure.
And that's the intervening in our lives to, you know, basically violate our fundamental freedoms to choose the food, the medicines as such. And by intervening in ways that are not conducive to our health, we actually, or the government in this case, actually is resulting in the harm, injury, and even death of Americans right here on our own soil.
Sure. Just ask the guy in the hemp outfit working at Rawsome Foods if that was interventionism or not. I mean, I'm sure whether they can define it or not, but that's really what it is. Someone comes in guns ablazing or guns pulled. You know, you're not thinking that you're being asked to do a favor. You're being forced to do something. And that's not good, whether it happens to someone in Afghanistan in a cave or a hut or in Venice, California, in a little shop or in a big shop. It's bad all across the board. And what we advocate is just individual choice, community choice. This idea of nullification, decentralization, this 10th or America view it's so simple, because it's really the only system of government that could exist where you allow this wide range, like we have here in the United States, of political, economic, religious viewpoints to all live together in peace. Because if you try to force a one-size-fits-all solution on everybody, everybody ends up getting screwed.
Yeah.
And they all end up fighting over the entire enchilada, one side or the other. And that's what we've been having for a long, long time. And all the while, they keep getting more and more power for the politicians and their buddies. And if we allow California to be California and South Carolina to be South Carolina and North Dakota and on and on and on, and allow each area to be their own people, then we're going to learn a lot faster too, because when you have the one-size-fits-all solution, you're stifling innovation, you're stifling ideas, you're using force to make sure everyone goes one way, and we don't see other possibilities. We don't learn from doing things right, and we don't learn from our mistakes.
We're talking with Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Just a couple of more minutes here to wrap up, and there's a lot more opportunity to learn about Michael and the 10th Amendment Center at 10thamendmentcenter.com as well as nullifynow.com. In addition, you have, every Wednesday, an online radio show that you interviewed me, I think, a week or two ago.
Man, that was cool. That was really cool, because we've done this a number of times with you talking to me, and then I just ramble on for a while, and then you got to come up with interesting questions. So the pressure was on. We are doing a new show. It's just online at radio.10thamendmentcenter.com, where we talk about these types of issues, and we try to relate it to various different topics, whether it's food or health or budget or foreign policy or whatever it may be, and just give it a little bit of a tenth or spin, some kind of perspective that people maybe aren't used to. And yeah, it's we're in our like sixth week, and it's going really well so far.
That's exciting. Absolutely. And I've got that linked up at robertscottbell.com, so everybody can plug into it. There's a lot of awesome guests that they're interviewing, some of which who have been featured speakers at Nullify Now, and some of which who may be coming to Kansas City as well. And also, there's another project that I noticed a while back. I want to get a little quick progress report before I let you go on a movie.
Okay.
A movie based on this movement in the Nullify Now. I've seen the trailer. It's really cool.
Cool. But before we do that, I want to re-plug the event on August 20th.
Sure.
It's nullifynow.com/Kansas City. Tons of good speakers. We're going to talk about this idea of local activism, local empowerment. And that is, you know, what the single word would be, nullification. Saying no to Washington, D.C. when it does stuff it's not supposed to do. And wherever you are on the political spectrum, there is stuff that they shouldn't be doing. So if you don't like the TSA or the Patriot Act or the foreign policy or the national health care or the gun laws or whatever it may be, you may not agree with all of it, but there is stuff that you don't like. And we're going to give you strategies on how to stop it, because you should be able to stop it in your state and your community. So this movie, we've actually been working with our friends at the Foundation for a Free Society. This is Jason Rank, John Bush, and others based in Austin,
yes.
Texas.
Great guys.
And they have been coming around with us. They've been a national sponsor for the tour, financially making the events happen in many ways. And so they've been filming a lot of it. So they decided, you know, the next thing we should do, now that we've been doing this since the, you know, September of 2010, is put together a documentary. So they've already got a trailer out, and it's in production, and we're hoping to see something on that in the next couple of months. So you can probably get a little bit more info if you dig around a bit on nullifynow.com, and you'll see that trailer there. I think there's also another website that they have put up called nullificationmovie.com, but I'm not 100% sure. I guess give it a try.
We'll make sure we get those links up there as well as the link to the Nullify Now event in Kansas City, where I'll be. I hope to see you there. Michael Bolden will be there, Bryce Shanka, Tom Woods, and many others. It's a life-changing event, empowering, and, you know, really, it's a happy event. That's the thing. We get together. It's actually uplifting. You like hanging out with the people that love liberty.
Robert, what I found at most of these events, and the crowds vary depending on, you know, what type of people are there in different parts of the country, but what I always hear from people, no matter what it is that, wow, Michael, how did you get this group and this group in the same room together? They always fight, or they hate each other.
Yeah.
And that's our goal, is whether people kind of agree on everything or not is not the point. What we want to do is bring people together and recognize our similarities and recognize our common bond on some issues and maybe our differences on others, but just give ideas on how to empower ourselves locally, because that is the path to freedom.
Yes. Michael Bolden, 10th Amendment Center, Nullify Now. I've got all the links up. Thank you for helping me rock the health world for freedom and liberty.
Absolutely, Robert. Looking forward to the next one, too.
That's great, and hope to see everybody in Kansas City on August 20th for Nullify Now. And don't forget tonight, those of you in the Dayton, Ohio, Centerville area, I will be at Health Foods Unlimited, 7 p.m. if you're listening to this live on the day we first air it. Coming right back with news of glowing dogs, as well as a man who attempted to do something with a butter knife that you shouldn't be doing. Is this the future of Obamacare? Stand by, we'll find out after this.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Don, does your dog glow?
No.
You don't have a glow in the dark?
Glow, no.
Well, why? Okay. Well, it just reminds me of the joke of Inspector Clouseau going in to check into his bed and breakfast and sees a cute little dog. The innkeeper, he talks to him. He says, "Hey, does your dog bite?" The innkeeper says, "No, my dog does not bite." And he goes down to pet the cute little doggy, and the dog just bites him. And Clouseau, indignant, "I thought you said your dog does not bite." And the innkeeper says, "Well, that is not my dog."
You know,
I just think that now the question is, does your dog glow? It's kind of a bizarre way to now look at these animals. Evidently, we got scientists in South Korea. They must have too much time on their hands. And they have now investigated and basically solved the way through cloning techniques to cause dogs to glow in the dark. I mean, I'm just looking for the reason for this. Do you have a suspicion on what they're really after here?
I don't. I don't know. They're easier to find in the dark.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't need a nightlight anymore. You just have the dog sleep in the hallway. I don't know.
Well, we could, you know, dog food, of course, in Korea, dog food is something different. And it's not a slight. It's a cultural difference we recognize there. And so if the dogs are catching wind that they might be dinner, they might not want to glow because they want to hide in the dark. But in this case, a research team from Seoul National University, SNU, said the genetically modified female beagle, is named Tegon, was born in 2009, has been found to glow fluorescent green under ultraviolet light. Caveat here is that they have to give the dog doxycycline, an antibiotic, in order to stimulate this whatever glow-in-the-dark gene. It's just like, okay, here's another use for antibiotics to help have you glow in the dark. Is that really what we want to do with dogs?
Interesting. So the ability to glow can be turned on or off by adding the doxycycline to the dog's food.
Yeah. In other words, it's a drug-induced glow-in-the-dark dog.
So when the power goes out, you just give the dog some doxycycline.
There you go.
You treat it like the clapper. Remember the clapper? Bang, yeah. Clap on, clap off.
Oh, well, I won't make any STD jokes because you can also take the doxycycline in that case,
too. You know,
too.
What is it? I've seen stories, and I can't remember if it was South, the Koreans or the Japanese, but they have this fascination with making animals glow. They've done that with frogs. They've done that with fish, but I never thought that they would figure out how to do that with a dog.
No, and I think here they're talking about this in terms of, well, if we substitute genes that trigger fatal human diseases somehow, we can detect if somebody has Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. And you look, this is so wrong-headed. I mean, we don't need glow-in-the-dark dogs to figure this out. We've already figured out most of these diseases right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with no government funding, with no monopoly medicine or no, let's say, peer-reviewed, well, let's say sham peer-reviewed, because a lot of the peer review is sham, as we're talking about, without relaxing any standards for conflicts of interest, right? We talked about Margaret Hamburglar yesterday on the show. And we can address these things. We don't need glow-in-the-dark dogs. I mean, it sounds like a bunch of kids experimenting over there.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's, you know, more of man tinkering with things that he should not, because I can't imagine how there's not going to be potentially something bad coming out of this. You know, when you're messing with, you know, we talked about, I can't remember earlier in the week about, you know, them wanting to mess with the DNA and genetically modify things and rewrite the code of life. And, you know, now we're making dogs glow. If God wanted dogs to glow, he would have made them glow.
Yeah.
And so we're messing with things that really that we shouldn't. And they think that this is somehow going to further science and create ways for them to be able to diagnose diseases. And, you know, it's like we talk about all the time, Robert. You know, they don't have to go make dogs glow to figure out how to cure disease. We already know how to do this.
By the way, this is ridiculous. This only cost this fluorescent beagle only cost $3 million.
$3 million.
Yeah, you just got a new dog for your wife. How much did that cost you?
I did. Well, you know, the cost keeps going up day by day.
It was free to begin with.
Pillow, an antique rug.
See, now
my
if
daughter's shoes. So the cost of the dog keeps to be going up before it decides to chew.
If there was a scientific experiment to determine how to get a dog not to chew up your house, that would be worth the $3 million. Okay, not to glow in the dark. Although, if dog poop would glow in the dark, that might be helpful so you don't step in it. That's another story altogether.
That's true. I'll tell you what, I'll just spend $1.50 on a roll of duct tape, problem solved.
Okay. Well, there's another bizarre story as we end the week here on the Healing Revolution. It's kind of a revolutionary story because Obamacare, obviously not kicking in fast enough for this guy in California. He attempted to use a butter knife, not to spread butter on his toast, but to conduct hernia surgery on himself.
You know, when I saw this, I was thinking, this guy must be absolutely nuts, because a butter knife? Really? I mean, what is the most dull cutting instrument you can find in the kitchen? I believe it's a butter knife.
I mean, what was he going to spread on his intestine? I mean, this is really a horrific story in one sense, but this guy evidently he was feeling no pain. By the time emergency services got to him, he basically had this butter knife sticking in his belly. And he's like, he got tired of waiting around. He wanted to get rid of his hernia.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is a sign of what's to come, because if you look at socialized medicine in Britain, you read stories all the
time
about people that are pulling their own teeth.
Yep.
So maybe this is a little bit of an omen here as to, you know, people may end up having to do their own hernia surgery because they're going to have to wait 6 months to get in there.
Don, it's interesting that you bring that up, because yesterday a story was released in the news that the United Kingdom, their National Health Services, in fact, is doing just that. It's rationing surgery. You know, we've talked about that Obamacare would lead to rationing in care, and they admit it. It's happening right now. The National NHS in Great Britain is rationing surgery. So we're going to find more stories, but it's going to be instead of an American in California, it's going
to be... Well, and people have been coming out trying to talk about the death panels. And they go, oh, we don't know what you're talking about. That's silly. We're not going to let grandma die. You know, if they're rationing surgery, obviously what they're doing is they're doing a triage.
Yeah.
You know, okay, your surgery is necessary. Your surgery's not, you get to wait.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same thing when we come down to the death panels, that it's a, I believe personally,
yeah,
that that is going to be a reality if Obamacare comes to fruition the way that it was set out to be.
Right, right.
That,
well,
look, you're 80 years old and you've got this, these odds are statistically that you don't have much longer to live, and so we're going to take that, spend that money on the 40-year-old person instead.
Yeah, well, you know what I think? I think the Obama administration should hire this guy that was conducting the surgery on himself with a butter knife, because it might be an improvement. And you know, to his credit, when the emergency services got to him, you know, they pulled the knife out, and then the guy, he's smoking a cigarette while he's doing surgery on himself. I mean, and the reason is not because he wanted the cigarette or he was addicted to smoke. Evidently, he utilized it to cauterize his wound, because when the knife came out, the cigarette went right on the wound. So this guy was thinking ahead. I mean, even though
this guy's been watching too many Rambo movies, I think.
I think so. You know, Rambo medicine. Could it get much worse? The UK is rationing surgery. Based on his actions and statements from his wife, this guy was placed on psychiatric hold and taken to Los Angeles County USC Medical Center. I think as more of this occurs under Obamacare, we're going to see the psychiatric wards probably filling up with people trying to do surgery on themselves, because there won't be enough surgeons to go around.
No. Crazy story. Obviously, the guy is, has a little bit of mental difficulty going on there. Yeah. But
when I say the power to heal is yours, I didn't mean it that way.
See, it's your fault, Robert. You must be listening to the show. The power to heal is mine, so I'll now go get a spoon
yes.
and try and do surgery on myself.
I did not say the power to conduct hernia surgery with a butter knife is yours. I've never said that.
You have not. You're clear.
No. And the glow-in-the-dark dogs, another bizarre story. If you have any bizarre stories, if you have any great healing stories, I'd love to hear from you. Don would love to hear from you, in fact.
Well, tell you what, you know, I mean, we scour the internet daily for everything that's going on, but that doesn't mean we don't miss things.
That's true.
So, you know, if somebody out there happens to come across a story that you think we might be interested in, send us an email. Send us the link and say, you know, or do it on Facebook and say, here's a great story. We'd love to see it.
We have indeed gotten some great stories off of my Facebook friends, and they're really great because we don't have enough eyes and ears between us. So, yes, we're always grateful for the suggestions. We may not take up all of them, but sometimes some gems will come through. We'll have a chance to cover it. And we greatly appreciate all the heads up we get out there. So you're part of the eyes and ears of the healing revolution here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Absolutely. The Robert Scott Bell Street Team.
And then, of course, the number you can call in with any tips, too, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Of course, the website, robertscottbell.com. You can go to naturalnewsradio.com, sign up for email alerts there. We put the notes in every day to get you up to speed, and all the great links to things that will help you get well and stay well, as well as my Sunday show. I have to remind you, we're cranking it up this Sunday, and it's going to be a special event because I'm going to be up in Columbus, Ohio at the Midwest of a show of the Natural Products Association. So who knows who I'll be able to interview up there. That'll be cool, and that's through GCN Live. And also, tonight, for those of you listening, on the Friday of the first airing of the show, I will be in Dayton, Centerville, Ohio at the health food store known as Health Foods Unlimited, and I'll be talking about gastrointestinal diseases and recovery and answering your questions in person. So if you know anybody in Southern Ohio, there in Dayton, Centerville area, Health Foods Unlimited, tonight, 7 p.m. And if you miss it, that's okay. We're going to work on getting some videotape up and some other things that we can do to get you plugged into things that I don't even have time to do, even though we do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Don, thanks for another great week of support here, producing you, super producer you, of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I do my best.
Yes, you do, and it is awesome. So here we go. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Create a great one, and we'll be back on Monday with the Advanced Medicine Monday, Dr. Bitar, and lots more healing surprises. And until then, I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
Put down the butter knife.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.